out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 9th of August 2019. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Once again, we've reached the end of another week. It's that Friday feeling. Everybody's looking forward to having a weekend off work, and they're looking forward to hearing from my co-host today, Grandpa Lampshade. Grandpa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Like you say, it's Friday. It's the Daily National, Longshanks, Lampshade. It can only mean Clown World in Review. And I think we're going to have some, that's right.
Total
clown. I think we're going to have some royal tier clownishness today, too.
We certainly are. And I was so pleased when you actually sent this news story to me. I actually felt proud to be British for once. I'd been feeling so embarrassed and ashamed of Prince Harry and his black wife and, then I heard about this Princess Martha Louise of Norway, who, if you can believe it, she's even worse than Prince Harry. I know that that is hard to believe, but that's how it seems. Princess Martha Louise of Norway has dropped her royal title for certain engagements following a spiritual tour with her shaman boyfriend. The mother of three, who is the eldest child of King Harald and Queen Sonja, will now only use her hereditary title when representing the Norwegian royal family on official duty. The decision comes after criticism was aimed at Martha Louise for calling her spiritual speaking tour with Shaman Durek, 44, real name Derek Verrett, the Princess and the Shaman. She was accused of exploiting her hereditary status for commercial gain and apologized, admitting that it was a mistake. Exploiting her title, desecrating her title, more like. Of course, this Shaman Durek is a Negro, and really, I mean, that's cultural appropriation right there, him calling himself a shaman. The African tradition is witch doctor. It's the Siberian tradition that is a shaman, and I don't think they have Negroes in Siberia. They obviously do now have them in Scandinavia. They do now live in Norway. Doubtless this Princess Martha Louise would never have come across this Shaman Durek. What a state. What a state she is, going out with this guy and getting rid of her title as well. I suspect that the royal family have said to her, look, you've got to drop your title if you're going to be hanging around with this guy. We can't have you desecrating the name of royalty like this. I think that's what this boils down to, Grandpa.
Well, she was accused of exploiting her hereditary status for commercial. Accused? I mean, it was obvious that's what she was doing. I mean, the princess and the shaman. it's just like if you were standing there putting gas in your car and somebody says, you know, he was accused of putting it out. It's like literally what you were doing. I mean, she was promoting this guy, you know, her deals with this guy. I mean, this guy, well, you know, shaman, you know, obviously this guy's gig is getting rich people to give him his money. And they're not going to do that for witch doctors. So shaman sounds much more enlightened. And to give the listeners kind of a visual here, this guy kind of looks like a black Buddha if Buddha was insincere. I mean, that's pretty much what he looks like. And as far as the quote unquote princess, it's just about what you might imagine. She's post-war. She's over the hill. She divorces her husband. She's got three kids with her husband. She divorces him. And now, you know, she's running around with the black shaman, I guess, getting in on the gig of trying to scam people out of their money.
Yeah, I would say he's more like a black charlatan. than a black Charlene. Well, this Martha Louise, who divorced her husband, Harry Benn, in 2017, made the revelation on an Instagram post, writing, "There have been many discussions about my use of title in a commercial context lately. The fact that I used princess in the title of my tour, I have said before that I am very sorry, and I will stand by that. It was a mistake, and I understand that it provokes when the princess title is used this way." I'm sure it does provoke a lot of people seeing their princess cavorting with a Negro. "The discussions are something I have taken seriously, and in collaboration with my family, we have found that it is best that we make some changes. We have therefore jointly come to the conclusion that I use the title princess when I represent the royal house, do my official assignments at home and abroad, and in private contexts. From now on, I will not use my princess title in a commercial context. That is, in all commercial contexts, I only use Martha Louise. I find this to be a good solution where there is a clear distinction between my business activities and my role as representative of the royal house, and that I have thus created room for greater freedom in my business activities." And this woman is supposed to be of the royal family. You don't get to decide when you're a royal and when you're not. You don't get to just switch off and get involved in business activities. I mean, there was a time when the Scandinavians, I mean, they wouldn't lower themselves to marrying somebody that wasn't part of the noble class if they were nobles. I've just been reading all about this in the history of the Danes. And the most important thing to them was their bloodline. And it didn't matter what achievements somebody had made in their life. They were worth nothing if they didn't have good ancestry. And just in the matter of a century, they've thrown that out of the window. She's divorced her husband, who obviously, I mean, he looks like a decent white man, judging by the three lovely white children that he's fathered. And they're now going to be put at risk with this black stepfather, this charlatan, this chancer. And all she is thinking about is these commercial contexts. Oh, I won't use the title princess, and then it doesn't matter anymore. I mean, who's taught this woman? What has she been taught in the royal school that she went to, that she thinks she can just switch off being a royal and get on down with a Negroid? She must have so much, I guess she must just have so much self-guilt and shame about being white, and thinks that this is the right thing to do, divorce the white husband and get into bed with this Negro. I suspect that maybe he hypnotized her to get her to do this, because apparently she had something to do with him before she actually got divorced. But we'll get to that later. Grandpa, what do you think of this garbled message that she sent out? She's obviously not very good at English, I think.
Well, first off, I think they should nail her down on exactly what are her business activities. I mean, really, aside from being a quote unquote princess, which I think the royal family should have stripped her of her title. But really, I mean, what business activities? I mean, who is she? What talents does she have? She has nothing. Nothing besides her status. This guy's using her now to promote him. They're on tour. Well, they're not a singing group. So what exactly do they do on their tour? And the answer is going to be quite simple. When you get down to it, they scam people out of their money. I mean, this guy, you look at this guy. I mean, it's a scam. This is obviously a scam. And yeah, she probably started off being one of the people he scammed. But as far as, you know, running off with this, she divorced her husband. She's I don't know. It's like never growing up. You know, I mean, you expect teenagers to rebel against authority and rebel against their family and for females to rebel against daddy. Well, this woman is way older than that. And yet it's like she's still openly rebelling against daddy and the family, but she's doing it in a way where she can also receive signaling points for being so enlightened. I mean, it's all a really, really sick joke. And as you pointed out, I mean, you look at the way things were and the heritage and the history behind the royal family and what, you know, from, you know, the days when they actually did something, when they actually ruled. I'm at this point now, I don't understand whether it's British or European monarchies. I mean, what's the point? They don't actually do anything. And for all the criticism of the old, you know, days of monarchy rule, I mean, I think somebody needs to ask the honest question, were things better then? Or were they are they better now under these current systems we have? And but that's probably getting a little too heavy for today's topic. But no, this is just an over-the-hill woman trying to pretend like she's still young and hot. She's running around this guy. And, oh, look at this great guy I've got. You know, it's like, come on, lady. You have nothing besides your royal title. That's it. Yeah, nobody wants to hear your inspirational speech. You have nothing to say. I mean, what are you going to say to inspire people? Hey, well, I was born first. You're born and you're rich. The end. Yeah, I mean, she has nothing to inspire people. She has no knowledge as far as being able to instruct people on like a career path. She has got nothing. She's just joined in. This guy's using her royal title to try to gain more people around him so they can scam more money.
The point is, if you're royalty, you're supposed to set a good example. You've been given everything by the nation, so you've never had to struggle. So you've got no excuse for saying, well, I had a bit of a hard time and that's why I turned into a bit of a bad person. I had to because I couldn't make ends meet. There's no excuse for that. If you're a royal, you're supposed to set a good example. And the example that she is setting will see the destruction of Norway within 40 years. If all the Norwegians followed her example and got themselves partners that were as black as boot polish. I mean, this is a dreadful example that she's setting to her nation. Martha Louise has now launched a separate Instagram account without her title, martha.louise.intuitive. Which currently has 6,366 followers, which I guess that's good at least. She really doesn't have that many followers. Her first post.
Well, I want to point out here that Grandpa Lampshade has more followers than the Princess of Norway.
Well done. Good man. And her first post was a picture of her with a horse, captioned, "This is my new page for work-related projects where I use my name without my title. I am simply Martha Louise. Let's explore life and go on adventures together." And yeah, I wonder if there's any connection there between the first picture, which was her with a horse, and the next picture, which is her with her black buck there. On the page, she invites fans to join her upcoming webinar entitled Life, Love and Change with Shaman Durek and Martha Louise. Martha Louise, who hosted the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge during their trip to Norway in February last year, is known for taking a down-to-earth approach to royal life and posting refreshingly honest Instagram pictures. The royal has three white daughters, Maud, Leah and Emma, with author Harry Benn. And it's those three kids that I feel really sorry for. I feel really sorry for them that they've had their father and he's been replaced by this Negro, basically. And we know that stepfathers aren't going to be the best at treating their stepchildren, let alone if they happen to be Negro stepfathers. I've heard horrific tales of things that have been done to white children by black boyfriends of the mother. And really, you would have expected Harry and whatever her name is to have actually been there visiting rather than the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. I really didn't know about this, but it does seem like Harry's been taking a leaf out of their book. I mean, this just really, I just feel really sorry for these kids, Grandpa, having their father replaced with this charlatan Negro shaman.
Yeah, three white daughters. That doesn't raise any alarm bells, does it? Her webinar. She's going to do a webinar. Life, Love, and Change with Durek and Martha Louise. I mean, seriously, what exactly? You look at these two. You have the over the hill middle-aged divorcee and her black shyster boyfriend shaman guy. What exactly are they going? Are you going to learn about life, love, and change? Well, let's take a look at her change. She went from being like a proud royal princess to now running around with this guy and a divorcee. I mean, scamming people out of money. I mean, I don't know what, I'm always looking to change as far as, betterment of my life. But that's not really the direction I would choose. I mean, I really, again, what do they have to offer? What, yeah, now, if the webinar, like, I wonder if there's like live chat comments, because if there is, it might be worth, you know, signing on, except, you know, I'm sure you've got to pay money to do so. But even then, if it's not much money, it might be worth it just to be able to flood the chat with comments. I don't know.
Well, it says here she's been putting these pictures up there on Instagram, but if you look at them, it's like them dressed up as bunny rabbits and other ridiculous pictures. I mean, Norway, surely the Norwegians are ashamed of this. And she talks about shame herself. The couple announced their separation in September 2016 and released a statement saying they felt ashamed because we can no longer create the common safe harbour for our children. And she thinks that her children are safer off with this Negro. I think they have something like eight times more likely to be murdered by your partner if your partner happens to be black. I can remember reading that some years ago. Do they really think that that's a safe environment for children? Their divorce was finalized in 2017 and was the first in the modern history of the Norwegian royal family. What gives her the right to think that she can just overturn tradition in that way and start divorcing her husband? Due to Norway's rules of succession favouring sons, well, that's hardly unique to Norway, Princess Martha Louise is fourth in line to the throne after her younger brother Prince Haakon, 45, and his two children, Prince Sverre Magnus, 13, and Princess Ingrid Alexander, 15. It leaves the divorcee free to pursue her own career, which includes running an entertainment company and charitable foundation. She shouldn't be free to pursue her own career. She's a princess. I mean, what does feminism have to do with this? All little girls, when they grow up, they would love to be a princess. It's what little girls would love to be, a princess and find their prince charming. And what does this woman do who's been given this wonderful gift that she's a princess? She just decides to spit on tradition, divorce her husband and say that she would rather pursue her own career. I mean, this is absolute madness what this woman is doing.
And there's no career. I mean, what the hell career is this? She doesn't have a career. It's a lie. Her career was being a princess and having the three kids. Now, thank goodness, you know, it's like there's rules of succession, favoring sons. Well, thank goodness. I wonder why they have those in place. I mean, thank goodness they've got that. She's a special snowflake, you see. I mean, these are all just buzzwords. They really are. They don't really actually mean anything. We can no longer create a common safe harbor for our children. What the hell does that even mean? It doesn't mean anything. It means that she looked up one day and realized, oh my gosh, I'm over the hill. I'm not young and attractive like I used to be. So I'm going to run around and pretend like I am. And she finds out really quickly that the only thing she's going to score is this black con man who's running scams on other rich people. And so she hooks up with him. I'm hoping on a serious note, I hope the three little girls are mostly staying with the dad. I really honestly do, because yeah, the mom is obviously mentally unstable. She's obviously not a state. Well, I don't, maybe mentally unstable is not, maybe that's a little too harsh, but she's obviously not in a position in a state to where she's going to be able to provide any kind of reasonable upbringing for this kid, because she's acting like a spoiled child herself. She's running around acting like a rebellious teenager. You know, oh, I picked the worst bad boy in school, and that's who I'm going to run around with because daddy doesn't like it. Well, daddy doesn't like him because the kid has got a criminal record. You know, he's a piece of shit and he uses drugs. Well, I'm going to go out with him anyway. And this woman is way, way too old for that. And yet, here you see it. So I think the best thing we can hope is that the three little girls are maybe at least being raised by other family members or the dad, a charitable foundation, an entertainment. Oh, come on. These were things that were handed to her because of being a princess. She didn't go out and build these things on her own. She doesn't have a career. She's got nothing. But yet she's running around acting like a spoiled child, and this guy's latched on because he's seeing dollar signs.
She's not making rational decisions, is she, if she thinks that the children are safer off with somebody that isn't their father, and she's making a mockery out of what a career is and the people that have worked at that. Princess Martha Louise has long been known to have an interest in spiritual practices, and last year travelled to India for a retreat with friends. So she's obviously a new ager. She's probably been over there in India smoking dope and taking drugs and whatever else they do over there in India. I mean, it's full of scam artists over there trying to make money out of dumb Westerners that think that they have some religious knowledge that us in the West have lost. And in actual fact, the religious knowledge in India was started by white people. It was Aryan, this religion of Hinduism that it originally came from. So what she's going over there looking for religious inspiration from brown people is absolute insanity. But so many people think that. So many people go off to India to find themselves or whatever. This woman seems to be a bit of a hippie. Again, it's not something you would associate with royals. I guess they think that the grass is always greener on the other side, regardless of the fact that she's actually been born into, you know, possibly the most luckiest family in the world. She would still rather slum it with the hippies in India. And in 2007, there were calls for her to renounce her royal title after she announced plans to open a school that would train people to communicate with the angelic realm. Seriously. Seriously. She was going to train people to talk to angels.
I'm wondering, on her spiritual enlightenment and trip to India. I mean, did she take one of those enlightening spiritual paths, you know, in the river where there's like dead bodies floating around? You know, did she take an enlightened dump on the street? You know, because if you're going to go there, you've got to embrace the culture. Of course, she probably went and had a little shelter. She probably went to like some 5-star hotel over there, you know, and a spa. She's laying there with the face mask thing on and the lime or whatever the hell on her eyes, and that was her enlightened trip. I doubt she was out there actually, you know, hanging out with quote unquote the people on the street. It's just it's just more fraud. It's just it's just pretending to be. Yes, you're going to communicate with the angelic realm. What the hell does that even mean? The angelic realm? What?
What are the royal advisors doing, you know, not protecting this woman? She's obviously very, very susceptible to con artists. And instead of protecting her from them, they've allowed her to get involved with them. Obviously, they're very embarrassed about her. I mean, what's that, 2007? We got that, you know, to 12 years ago, they were telling her that she needed to renounce her royal title. And it's only now that she's done that after embarrassing the country like that, training people to communicate with the angels. She went public with her relationship with Shaman Durek, a spiritual healer to the stars, whose best friend is Gwyneth Paltrow, in May this year. Well, let's hear some more about Shaman Durek here. Sources previously told the DailyMail.com that they are madly in love and that they initially met when the royal was one of Durek's clients. Isn't there a law that is meant to protect people that are clients from doctors and healers, from them basically using their position of authority to get them into bed? Is there a chance that possibly this Shaman Durek hypnotized her or did something to her in order to get her into bed? I really do. You know, I think there's a possible legal problems here. If you're a patient and the doctor ends up bedding the patient, I don't think that's quite legal. I'm not certain on this. I know it is if they're a lot younger than the doctor or the school teacher, but there's certainly an abuse of power here, I would say, an abuse of this Shaman Durek's position of authority in order to bed this royal. I mean, why is nobody pointing that out?
Well, I think that only applies to actual doctors, not scam artists. I mean, if you go down, I just imagine what her sessions were like. You know,
I just feel like I need shaman. I just feel like I need to find myself. You know, I'm trying to like find my inner peace and I'm trying, you know, I've been married and I have these kids and I have this burden, this horrible burden of royalty. And I just don't know what to do. You know, I feel like my life has no meaning. My life has no purpose, no point, no direction. Can you help me, Shaman Durek? Do you have any wise words for me?
My dick.
oh my gosh, I'm so enlightened. Here, let me take these panties off. That's pretty much how I'm pretty much sure that's more or less the abbreviated version of how that went.
Yeah, I think that's probably how it worked. Durek works with clients from all walks of life, including Hollywood celebrities and insiders, musicians and reality TV stars. So basically just empty-headed people, professionals and European royalty. He's dubbed Gwyneth his soul sister and her husband Brad Falchuk as his spirit brother, and has been interviewed for Goop on subjects like getting rid of negative energy. I doubt very much whether Gwyneth and Brad Falchuk, if they weren't celebrities, I don't think they would be his soul sister and his spirit brother. And I wonder how he gets rid of the negative energies then. just thinking that's got to be what it is.
There's only one way. I love that. All walks of life. He works with people from all walks of life. But then they name off all of these Hollywood degenerates, you know, and rich people. So no, I mean, yeah, because he's not working with the welder. He's not down there giving spiritual enlightenment to like steel workers, because they'd be like, get the hell out of here before I kick your ass. You know, you're obviously a scam artist. You know, all walks of life. No, not all walks of life. Just idiot, you know, spoiled rich people that, you know, have no real problems in their life. So they're constantly generating them because they don't have any actual real problems in life.
Durek, who was born in Sacramento, claims he first became aware of his shamanic abilities when he was 5 years old, but that he didn't start training until the age of 11, and that he is a sixth-generation healer. Well, I wonder what happened to him back there when he was five. People really going to a five-year-old for advice? For healing?
Sixth generation. He had no idea he had this power, but he's a sixth-generation healer, and of course, nobody questions it. But he began his training at age 11. Age 11, you know, that's probably about, you know, the right age, you know. So I mean, he's probably more or less telling the truth. You know, he started hustling on them streets at age 11, and that was his training as sixth generation. What drives you crazy is, you know, we don't have actual journalism. You know, if we had actual journalism, you know, whoever wrote this story would actually like do a background check and find out something about this guy. Instead, it's just like, what a promotional piece for him and the princess's scam operation. You know, I mean, how hard would it be to look into where this guy actually came from, what he was doing as a teenager, what his background is? But they don't bother. The guy's obviously a scammer. But nobody, they don't even, whoever wrote the, these journalists are so lazy. They take like probably 10 minutes of research to find out anything about this guy, and they're too lazy to do that. Instead, they regurgitate this thing and are basically just promoting the shaman and the princess running a scam operation.
Yeah, I don't think there are too many albinos in Sacramento for him to hunt and chop up for body parts for his juju potions. So it's got to be a scam, hasn't it? You know? You know, he hasn't got the tools for the trade there in Sacramento.
You got to work with what you got to work with, though. I mean, you've got Hollywood stars, middle-aged princesses trying to regain their youth. So, I mean, you know, you got to work with what you got to work with, man.
What would he be using instead of the albinos then? I mean, I don't know. I don't think just using the normal Negroes works, because otherwise they would use them out there in Africa. They have to have albinos for their juju. Yeah, that's got to be it. Well, his mother, who he says exposed him to the spirit life when he was a baby, was Norwegian Indian, and his father was African Haitians. I guess you're supposed to look at that and think, well, he's got these qualities there because he's got that ancestry. But in actual fact, it just means his ancestry is, he's got a mongrel ancestry. He's not likely to have any contact with the spirit world. He's likely to be schizophrenic, maybe, but certainly not likely to be spiritual. Durek, who on social media says he is romantically interested in both men and women, claims she predicted his romance with the royal divorce. So he swings both ways. Perhaps he'll be going after one of the princes next.
She predicted his romance with the royal divorcee. Yeah, I'm sure it was real hard to predict.
He just knew he was going to bed her once she got divorced. That's what that means, isn't it?
My dick. Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's romantically interested in both men and women. As long as they've got money. I'm sure, you know, I mean, because all that spiritual tier doesn't come free, you know, they got to come up with it. And I don't know, you know, it makes you wonder, if she was actually involved with this guy, more on the down low before the divorce came about, because then that kind of makes the picture all start coming together, doesn't it? It would make a lot more sense if perhaps, and then, you know, yeah, if that's the case, then predicting his romance with the royal divorcee would be a lot easier if such was the case. And, you have to wonder, and if not, I mean, you know, what other people was she running around with?
You know, I can't believe he's got the cheek to say that, really. You know, she predicted the romance with the royal divorce. I mean, that's pretty much openly saying that once he could see that she was getting divorced, he knew he was going to get her into bed. I mean, that is really blatant what he's saying there. The final bit here, he believes he can reduce aging by using his power to access the atoms inside the human body. Well, I wonder what he's going to use for that.
Well, there it is. I mean, you know,
what is he?
I'm just, one? I'm just got, I got access to atoms inside your body, and there's only one, there's only one way to get in there. There's only one way to get in there and access your spiritual energy. Oh my goodness. Oh, can we have a clown horn? I mean.
Absolute craziness.
All right, there it is.
Absolute craziness. Well, I don't know what else to say about this, just that it's so embarrassing for Norway, and they're probably pleased that she's going to drop the title of princess, and they would probably like her to drop the title altogether and not continue using it in private if she's going to desecrate her heritage like this and embarrass the country. So really, I just feel sorry for these Norwegians that have her as a princess, and I feel very sorry for the three little white girls that now have a black stepfather. And as you say, Grandpa, I just hope they spend more time with their father than they do with their mother. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on today. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.